What were your thoughts and plans about children then?
Well, I was pregnant right away. I think that's why I got married. But anyway, I just wanted two. That's all. I was too old, you know.
Yeah. Was there any concern about having your first pregnancy at that age?
No. I was as healthy as a horse. No,
So did you have trouble during your pregnancy?
No, I was very healthy. You know, that I just went to their my mom's doctor, Dr. Lappet, that they had known for, you know, since he started practice. And he's still a doctor. And but no, I was very healthy. You know,
so your first child was, you have two boys?
Two boys.
And the first one was born when?
He was born in November of the same year, like I said, I was playing. But he was born November 24th, and my other other son was born September 15th in 56, 2 years.
So how would you spend your time then after they were born, when your children were young? What sorts of things would you do? Who were your friends during that period?
Well, I used to go to my mother's, you know, I mean, quite a bit. Matter of fact, you know, we were always very close to Mama, you know. And I used to go over to see my mother-in-law, take the baby, and just put him in the car, and away I'd go into L.A. And go see my sisters.
So it, it mainly became more family.
I think so. I think so. I think so. Yeah, I think so. I never did go too much, you know, to other, I remember going to other, with other babies, you know, not really.
See, so, well, of course, Los Angeles is probably not as usual. I go to the park with other young mothers and
you visit. No, you know, the one, the only one that, though I didn't keep in contact with her until, but there was another girl living at the same apartment, the same courts when Russell was little, and she had a little girl. Her little girl was a little younger than Russ, and the only, her husband was in the service. So, she'd take care of Rossi while I go, would maybe go to the store or go, and we used to go have to hang clothes up on the roof somewhere. And I would take care of her little girl. But then after after we all moved away, I never kept contact with her until recently. There was a, which that was just a year and a half ago, I guess. My youngest had been bowling all this time with this group of kids. They're not kids, you know, husband and wife, that they were with it in this team together. And Dale was saying that he received a call because there's two at where he works. That he works in the back. There's a, he's the, he handles the telephone. He's a dispatcher in the back. And in the front section of the same, you know, the same, there's another telephone operator. And these are girls all the time, you know. But anyway, so this girl called. He says, "Hey, Dale." He says, "Dale Milligan?" I said, "Yeah, you know." He says, "You didn't used to live on Magnolia off the Pacific Coast Highway." He says, "When you, long, you know, so many years back, whatever." He says, "Yeah, you know, when Adele and I got married, really." He says, "Well, you know who this is?" He says, "This is Mary. Mary, well, you see my name, my name side. Mary Dean. This is Mary Dean. Do you remember the one that my husband was a sailor? Would you believe that she worked at Server Mation?"
Oh, really?
Yeah, the front section. Now, isn't that strange? That's not the worst part. Anyway, she says, "Oh, you're kidding," you know, so forth and so on. And, you know, she says, "You know, I recognized your name all these years, you know, that you've been working there in the front section." She says, "I recognize him, Dale Milligan." So she started asking the girl, she says, "Dale Milligan that works in the back, does he have a wife that she's Spanish?" "Yeah, Dale, you know, because they all know me there." He says, "Well, for God's sake, you know." So anyway, So that went on. She said, well, you're kidding. You know. So we talked and so forth and so on. So then my son, it's all this time that he's been bowling with this little, you know, this girl and her husband and you know, someone else. He's been bowling for a year, you know. Says he went over to their apartment for, come on over, Rick, you know, let's go and have sandwiches or whatever. Says, well, I've got to call my mama because I told her, you know, that I didn't tell her I wasn't going to be gone or whatever. So he goes onto the telephone, and there's a Suburbation card. And she says, what's that Suburbation card doing here? He says, oh, my mama works over there. And he says, oh, well, my dad works there. He said, really? Well, my mother, you know, so forth. She is Mary Dean's daughter. Would you believe
that's
it?
The one
that's the one? Yeah.
Those two kids, isn't it? Something?
But no, not Rick. It was Russell. But that's her daughter. And they've been bowling for a year and a half together. And I said, isn't that funny? It's, you know, a small world, you know. So anyway, so that's about, you know, the only thing that, but it's usually my sisters, actually.
It was mainly your sisters.
Yeah, isn't that funny? And it's still mostly my sisters, and we're always very, very close, you know, and I never did have too many women friends, too many, you know. I used to go, we'd go to the movies or whatever, but, well, as you can see, I never kept contact with any of them, you know.
But no, I mean, for instance, if something was bothering you or if you had a spat with your husband or something, who would you be likely to call?
My mother or mother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, as the kids got somewhat old, did you belong to any community groups or clubs or organizations, anything like that?
No, only the PTA.
Mm-hmm. Now, what... Were you involved on
TV? Yes, oh yes.
What sort of things did you
Well, I was, of course, I was a den mother, you know, for the Cub Scouts, mm-hmm. or the other, what is it called? Not the Cub, but the, is that Cub Scouts?
There's the Boy Scouts, and he's the older.
Oh, Cub Scouts, okay. The Boy Scouts is the older, mm-hmm. and Cub Scouts. I was a den mother, you know, and had all the kids here and so forth and so on. And then I was in the PTA for the both of them until they got out of their school anyway. And I was in the, onto the board, you know, I was the artist or whatever. I don't know what, I forgot what it is, you know, but I used to paint all the little things, you know, and all the decorations and stuff like that.
So. Do you paint?
Dabble.
These are yours?
Yeah.
When did you start that?
I started and I quit. Isn't that awful? But I just, I started bothering me and I couldn't, you know, I had to wear bifocals, I couldn't see. I don't know. Just quit. When did I start painting? I would say about 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was,
then,
so it wasn't when your kids were little, for instance?
No, not mm-hmm. really. Mm-hmm. No, mm-mm. No, I just took care of them and was always home and cleaning house, and I became very, you know, domesticated.
How did you feel about it?
I liked it. Mm-hmm. I really did, because like I said, that I worked for so many years, mm-hmm. you know, just years, and I liked it. I didn't mind it at all.
when did you buy this house then? When did you move to this area?
About 18 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, Rick was, longer than that, because Rick is 24, and about 3 years old, I think. 3 or 4 years old. About 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about 20 years.
So you've been married about 6 years or so when you moved over here.
Yeah, I'm 54. Okay. You got married in 54. No longer than that. Well, Rick must have been a little older than that then, because my mother-in-law, passed away in 69, the final passed away in 59. So we must have bought this house in 59, about 60, I guess.
Now, what sorts of things, who were your friends as a couple, you and your husband?
Bill and Thelma Pitts, they work for Sublimation. Mm. We've known them since, well, I met them before we got married, and we're still friends. They still come over, and we, you know. And Clarence and Mary Prosser, they've become very good friends of ours.
And he
works for Sublimation.
So mostly
it's
friends through work.
Through work that we became. I think that how we, because all these Christmas parties, you know, that through the Sublimation, that we met, you know, the girls met, I guess. And we've become very good friends.
Now, were there any friends of yours, them who married, who became friends as a couple with the two of you as a couple, do you know?
Not really. Isn't that funny? That we see a lot of my family. Because, of course, Dale doesn't have any family, you know, anymore. He had one brother, and we saw a lot of him when he was, but then he died, too. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't have any family.
I see.
At all.
Does he speak Spanish at all, your husband?
Not a syllable.
How about your children?
No.
Terrible. Do they have any identity as being Spanish? Mexican?
No, not really.
How do you feel about that?
Doesn't bother me. You know why? I think because nobody in the family, well, like I said, we never lived in East LA, ever. We never had, well, the girls, the only one that married a Mexican boy was Angie. All the others are married to, you know, gringos, if you want to call them that. All my nieces, none of them have a Mexican husband. My cousins, none of them have a Mexican husband. The girls, none of them have, you know, I mean, the girls don't have a Mexican husband. The boys don't have Mexican wives. I don't know why. You know, so we were never that close, I guess, to, I guess we like the variety, I suppose. So I don't know why, you know, I mean, I don't think
it was
planned.
As if it was two separate worlds that you function in terms of Anglo friends or your family, that you no longer had as many Mexican or Spanish friends, that it was either the family or it was basically Anglo friends in an Anglo world.
I guess, yeah. I guess so.
What sort of things would you and your husband do? Like when you would go out, or would you go out with these other couples?
You know that he went to see my side of the family more than anything else. I kind of think if I went with him somewhere until after I married him, really, you know, any of his friends actually that I can remember. I mean, that. Well, he's just been, you know, he's been married four times. He's just one wife after the other. And they didn't last long, you know.
Is he older than you then?
No, he's younger than me. 7 years younger.
And he had three wives first.
Yeah. He just kept, you know, getting married. One lasted 6 months.
Did that concern you when you got married then, knowing that?
No. Isn't that crazy? Should have thought better. No, you know, that, as a matter of fact, would you believe that I knew him already when he married his last wife?
Oh, really?
Yes. He came by, on his wedding day, he came by to fix the machine, and he left and got married, and that lasted less than 6 months. And he was divorced. And then we got married.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It sounds like a good part of your social life as a young woman, and then when you were going out at the theater, revolved around physical activity, like swimming, horseback riding, that sort of thing. Did you continue those sorts of activities after you married and as your children were growing up?
Well, no, not really. Not too much, anyway. You know, of course, like I said, you know, I got pregnant, you know, and had the baby to take care of. But we did go out because my mother-in-law, she'd take the baby more times than I would have him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she would. She'd just come if I would allow it. Mm-hmm. Every day she'd come and just take the baby and keep him, you know. So, because she adored him, spoiled him rotten. But it was, you know, so we'd go out and visit friends or mm-hmm. whatever, you know, like Bill Pitts, and just go to the movies mm-hmm. or go to the racetrack or whatever, that mm-hmm. type of thing, yeah. You know. Go to Vegas. Nothing too exciting, to tell you the truth. But it's just, you know, and she would take care of the baby.
Mm-hmm. After you're, you said that when you were really ready to become domesticated after you married. As the kids got older, did you ever have any feelings that you wanted to go back to work?
No. Mm-hmm. No, I never did. Because I don't care where I was, I would come home mm-hmm. and be here when they'd come in through the door. Mama! You know, that mm-hmm. thing. And I just couldn't imagine myself not being here mm-hmm. when they came. Mm-hmm. So I never did.
When did they leave home then?
Well, now, Russell left home when he was 18. Mm-hmm. He wanted to strike out on his own and just, you know, and he's never come back.
And where did he go?
He just went to an apartment with, you know, lived with some another friend of his, and he just, you know, just kept on working. And they worked since they were in school, after school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, there's another idea, and so has Dale, you know, I mean, he's never been the kind that receiving his unemployment, he wouldn't think of that, you know, he's always worked, and I think that, now, I was the same way, I always worked, I never received my unemployment, ever, you know, I mean, I was always worked, and the kids have been the same, thank God, always worked. Well, they both went to college for a little while, you know. But not now. My oldest, he wants to go back to school, you know, like at night, and because he wants to be an architect, you know, and that's always gone in that direction. And the little one, he went to college, city college, for about a year and a half. He was going to take police science, and he took police science all that time. But then that was a time when they weren't hiring, you know, policemen. Mm-hmm. So he just quit. He says, well, heck, what am I doing? You know, there's not, they're just not hiring. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're hiring back again now. But then he, the job that he has now, you know, he works for Silver Nation.
Oh.
And he has to get up at 2 in the morning. He has that route, you know, that works that time. So he quit because he just couldn't take those hours.
And what does your oldest son do now?
He works for... he worked for Western Airlines for 2.5 years, and he just didn't like it. He just didn't like it. He says, Mama, anybody can do what I'm doing.
What was he doing?
Just cleaning planes. Mm-hmm. You know, making $10 an hour, but cleaning planes. And mm-hmm. he says, this is not getting me anywhere, and he hated it. He just hated it. He says, it's nothing, you know, on and on and on and on. Of course, Dale doesn't believe in that. If you're making such good money, mm-hmm. stay there, you know. But he just hated it. Mm-hmm. He just made up his mind. He was going to... My husband doesn't know that he quit. Mm-hmm. Strike that out, whatever you do. But he just says, Mama, this is not... Anybody can do this. Anybody from the street can just come in and start cleaning planes, mm-hmm. you know. He says, so I'm just not going to do it anymore. And he quit. He says, the reason... Of course, they were kind of laying off, you know. But he says, if I wait to get laid off, if I go anywhere to a good, trying to get a good mm-hmm. position, they don't hire you.
Yeah.
they will not hire you because they say, well, you're going to go back as soon as things get better, you know. So he says, I don't want it that way, he says, because they will not hire you. So I said, well, son, you do what you want. You're old enough, and you just do what you want. So he quit.
Now, are you then married then? No. And the youngest one is still living at home?
No. He finally he moved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he moved with this friend of his, and they had a real nice apartment, beautiful apartment, and in Orangeville, but went over there anyway. And he, all of a sudden, he just happy as a lark over there, and all of a sudden, Steve comes over and says, I want to get married, you know. So he says, oh, for heaven's sakes, you know. So he couldn't keep that apartment by himself, you know, $420, I think, or something. So anyway, so Steve had another friend. He says he's looking for an apartment, and he had just gotten a divorce. That's it. No more. Not again, you know, so forth and so on. Okay. So he moves in with him. 6 months later, would you believe, he comes home and says, Mama, would you believe this? He's getting married. Yeah. So he says, you know, if it was all right, if he'd come home, back. So he's going to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he is the type that does not like to live alone.
Mm.
I told him, I said, well, Rick, you know, I said, you can get maybe a furnished apartment, because he doesn't have the furniture. The other guy had the furniture. I said, well, maybe you can, you know, get a furnished apartment. Well, that's all right, you know, I don't think he likes to live alone. He doesn't like to live alone. Now, my other one did. He likes to be, you know, too, because he reads, you know, and he has more books, expensive books than I have. That's where his money has gone to, you know. And he'd rather be. So right now, he moved to San Francisco. He quit here, moved to San Francisco, and he's working for Wells Fargo, the financial district. He said he loves it. He just called me the day before yesterday, I think, and he just loves it. But it's temporary for a while, you know. But he hopes that it'll continue because he just loves it.
How did your life change as he got older and started to leave the house and were on your own more?
It didn't change much. My husband and I just... They were always very good kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, very good. Thank God. No problems with them whatsoever.
Now, when you took up, when you started to take up painting, did you take lessons?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I went to the Lakewood Art Guild.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'd always liked to dab with painting, you know, even when I was little.
You had the first job you had decorating those ceramic.
Yeah, you know, so I always did, like, you know, that with paints and so forth and so on. So we took, you know, I took lessons and learned a little bit. And this one other girl that was, you know, painting there at the same time, so we started talking. And it happened that she just lives not far from here. So we started to ride together. But... I still see her, you know, every once in a while.
How do you spend your time now?
Well, how do I spend my time? I go to the gym 3 days a week. Like I said, I still see my sisters quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we were very close, you know, all of the girls, and still see each other, call each other on the phone all the time. Our telephones are terrible, you know. Because one lives in La Habra, the other one lives in Montebello, another one lives in Lawndale, and my brother lives in La Puente, you know, one of my brothers, and we live so far from each other, and yet we've been very close, you know.
Are you involved in any kinds of groups or activities now?
No. Not really.
What are your thoughts about the future?
My future or the future, period?
No, your future.
My future?
Is there anything that you particularly want to do? Or?
Well, not at my age anymore. let's face it, how long do you think, how much longer would I be here, you know? I mean, at 62 years old, you know.
You've got 20 more years, I bet.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. I think that if we, and my husband and I, you know, can live happy the rest of these years that we have, I think I'd be satisfied.
If you were
and the health and happiness of my children, huh?
If you were a young woman today, just kind of growing up and planning your life, what do you think you would do? What might you do differently, given the opportunities that women have today?
I think that I would have studied more, gone to school more, mm-hmm. and learned, you know, more than what I know. But other than that, I don't think I would change my life too much, because mm-hmm. I had a good time. I lived, you know, I mean, I did get married real young and started having mm-hmm. kids and suffering and so forth and so on. I never, you know, I've been very healthy, thank God. And I never lacked in anything when I was younger.
What are your feelings about some of the changes for women and what women's opportunities are today?
Well, more power to them. I'm not a feminist, mm-hmm. you know, because like I said, I've had it good all my life, mm-hmm. really. So I still like for a man to open the car door. Mm-hmm. And I think that some of them have gone a little overboard myself, but, you know, it's up to them.
How do you feel about issues like the Equal Rights Amendment and abortion and those sort of things?
I am not against abortion. I'm Catholic, but I still... Of course, if you wait till the fourth month or something, all right, you know, I mean, you're being stupid, you know. But if something happens, you know, that you become pregnant and through no fault of your own, or even if it, well, I don't know. Let's face it, you read it in the paper every day, these women, no husbands, about 4 and 5 kids on welfare. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that's wrong, mm-hmm. you know. I think that these the women that are having these illegitimate children, I think they should be fixed, for God's sake. You know, because we're paying for all of that. So I am not against abortion. I think that if, I say it through no fault of your own, or even if it happens, you know, and I think it's better to get rid of that poor little thing before it grows up, before it's born, mm-hmm. and then it's suffering. And all this, I don't believe in that. Mm-hmm. I really don't. So I think that I am not against abortion. May God forgive me. But anyway. But I don't think so. I think that if, you know, I mean, look at all these girls, for God's sakes, having all kinds of children, and then I know of a few, you know. And I think that's wrong. I think that that's ridiculous because we're paying for their fun. Mm-hmm. And then we're still paying after the child is born. You know, so no, I don't believe in that.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add or talk about that I haven't...
Well, I think we've covered everything.